Wow. Mazel tov, everyone. Really a tremendous chus to share in the simcha. I really don't know if I have to speak. I think Chesky quoted me so many times that he's yotzi already. But if not for my tremendous love that I have for Chesky, much as I try to get out of it, I feel that some of the hakaras hatov which I have to Chesky and to Michal and to the whole family, something which I would like to do, just to share some Devei Torah. And again, you have to be meichel me. You have to be meichel me. When Chesky asks me to speak and to share Devei Torah, so I know he doesn't just mean like a cute vart or something like that. So I apologize in advance that if I say things which may need more explanation, I'm really kind of speaking Pachetsky. So just be meichel me if not everything is understood. I don't want to take up much time, but I do want to share something with covered. The Zman, which is between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and L'Kavod the Mishpacha. So you'll bear with me just for a few moments. Just a few questions regarding Aseres Mitzvah and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. You know, we begin, of course, Rosh Hashanah with Ataras Nedarim, and we conclude with Yom Kippur. Really, we should say we begin Yom Kippur with Kol Nidre. So there's a special emphasis which we have during these days on the Inyan of Nedarim, making promises. Of course, it begs the question, what's the significance of Nedarim, of making vows, oaths, during this time of year? That there's such an emphasis on this. Secondly, the Vilna Gaon says something which many people probably haven't heard of, or certainly don't keep to. The Vilna Gaon writes that one should refrain from eating grapes on Rosh Hashanah. Very interesting Indian, why not eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah? Of course, we know the significance of Rosh Hashanah, of the shofar shel ayil, the shofar which is from an ayil, which is from a ram. It's called Zecher Takidas Yitzchak. Maybe there's another perspective of the shofar shel ayil, which we can bring out to cover the simcha. The Rambam writes something very interesting at the end of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel. He writes that every single person is capable of becoming a kohen. That if a person dedicates himself to a life of Torah and mitzvahs, and particularly to a life of amelus and Torah, he could be zeichet to reach the madrig of kahuna. This is something, of course, which is very interesting and needs a little bit of hesber. Of course, the Rambam is talking al pi halacha, he's giving words of musar in his sefer, which is a halacha sefer, but in primius, these words mean something more than just to be like a kohen, as we'll explain in Mitzvah Hashem. So let's begin with the akedah. The Akedah is, of course, the paradigm of these times of year from Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Now, the day goes by in the Sichot that we don't say a Sichot about the Akedah. It's machlokis even whether the Akedah took place on Rosh Hashanah, or the Midrashim say it took place on Yom Kippurim. Whatever it is, this Zman between Hashanah and Yom Kippur is certainly focusing on the Inyan of the Akedah, not Mesiras Nefesh. So there's a Medrash by Rav Moshe Adashin who says something which is somewhat unknown. Says, when Avram was asked to be Makir Yitzchak as a korban, he says a korban needs to be brought by a kohen. So I'm not fit to bring Yitzchak as a korban. I'm not a kohen. And he furthered that and said, says I'm not the kohen. Shem is the kohen. So Shem should be Makir as a korban. Shem is the kohen gadol. So Kadosh Baruch Hu responded to Avram and he said the following thing. When you get to Har HaMoriah, when you get there, I'm going to make you into a Kohen. Don't worry about it. I'm going to make you into a Kohen. You see, there's a concept here that although there's a Kohen, and Shem was the Kohen Gadol, we find an idea that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can take someone from being a Ben Yisrael and to transform him into a Kohen. It's a very big Chiddush, obviously. We associate Kahuna with being something of lineage. However, there's a concept in Pnimius that a person can go from being a Ben Yisrael to being a Kohen. We find a similar idea by Shmuel. We find something very similar by Shmuel. The Zohar Kaddish tells us that Shmuel bimei Eli, that Shmuel, in the times of Eli, he was Shemesh b'Kahuna Gadola. That Shmuel was actually a Kohen Gadol. This is a Chiddush because Shmuel himself was a Levi. He wasn't a Kohen. But the Zohar tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted somehow, some way, Shmuel the Inyan of Kahuna Gedola. We can understand this a little bit from the fact that Shmuel was the Talmud Mufak, of course, of Eli the Kohen Gadol. Now, Eli was not successful to see Yiddish and Achas from his children, from Pinchas and from Chofni. But since Shmuel was his prize student, we have a klal. The Gemara tells us, Banecha Eilu HaTalmidim, that a Talmud is like a ben, so you can say alumdis almost, that Shmuel was granted Kehuna Gadola because he was a Talmud Mubel of Eli, who himself is a Kohen Gadol. But there's something which is deeper here. Chazal tell us, we say every Friday night, Moshe v'Aaron b'chehanav, Shmuel b'kori Shmo. The Gemara tells us that Shmuel is compared to Moshe and Aaron. The Gemara makes a drasha as such. That Chana makes a request from Hashem Yisbarach that it should be zochet to Zera Anashim. So Zera Anashim means Zera which is like Adi Anashim of Moshe v'Aaron. So we see this idea that Aaron was, of course, was a Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara in Zvachim tells us that Moshe also served as the Kohen Gadol for the Shmonis of Mihamiluan. So this comparison between Shmuel and Moshe and Aaron is suggesting to us that just like Shmuel, I should say, just like Moshe and Aaron were Kohanim Gedolim, Shmuel also was Zochet to Kahuna Gedolim. So what's the ingredients? What is in Pnimius what builds a person to be a Kohen Gadol? So the idea is that in Pnimius there's a cloud, there's an understanding that when we ask ourselves the following question, we have an opening. There are many mitzvahs in Torah, 613 we know. Many of them are not shaykh to all of Bnei Israel. There are some which are shaykh to a melech, some to a kohen, some to an isha, some to a sota. People who have to bring certain karbanos, which they're chayv and obligated to bring. So how was the person able to be mekayim all 613 mitzvahs? So one of the answers, of course, is through b'ahavta l'rayecha kamocha, that a person attaches himself to all Bnei Israel, he is able to be meshtaftev, to be included in all of their mitzvahs. But in Pnimius, there's an idea, and we're going to speak about this regarding Kahuna Gadola. There's a way that a person can connect himself to the Kahuna Gadola, which every single person can have a shaykhist to the Inyan of Kahuna. And this is the secret of Nazir. The secret of Nazir, that a person can be makabal upon himself a neder to be a Nazir, is a way that a person can be elevated to the status of Kahuna. The Torah tells us by Kohen Gadol, Vayasu is tzitz nezer hakodesh. At the Kohen Gadol, he wears the tzitz, that's called the nezer hakodesh. The idea of nezer hakodesh is, of course, the inyan of nezirus. That the Kohen Gadol is the inyan of a nazir, that a person who is a nazir, he attaches himself to this dargah of kahuna, which is called the nezer hakodesh. Now, of course, we know that there are similarities between a nazir and a kohen. That just like a kohen is also for being metame, he can't be metame lemesim. He can't go into a cemetery or come close to a dead body. A nazir has a similar mitzvah, that he can't be matame himself. So there are ideas and similarities between the nazir and the kohen that a person can elevate himself to kedushas kahuna by being makabal and pot himself nazirus. Now what's the essence of nazirus? The inyan of nazirus is that a person wants to make himself consecrated and holy to Hashem. Just like the kohen, he serves on the base of mikdash and he has an elevated life. So the Nazir, by distancing himself from Yayin and from pleasures of the world, like the Evan Ezra says, he's able to be Makadish himself to the level of a Kohen. With this we can understand why it is that Shmuel was Zocher to the Madrig of Kahuna Gedola. Because the Gemara Nazir tells us, Shmuel Nazir Haya. Shmuel was a Nazir. We don't associate Shmuel with the Zeros, we call him Shmuel the Navi. But Shmuel himself was a Nazir. This helps us understand why it is that the Zohar tells us that Shmuel was on the level of a Kohen Gadol, and that comparison between Shmuel and Moshe and Aaron gives us a passage into understanding a very deep inyan. Chazal tell us that Korach made a rebellion against Moshe, and he says, "Ki kol ha'eda kulam kadoshim v'b'seicham Hashem," that everybody in Bnei Israel is holy. Why are you taking the Kohen Gadol for yourself and from Aaron? So, what was the premises of this whole machlokas that Korach made against Moshe and Aaron? Chazal tell us that he saw in Ruach HaKodesh that Shmuel would come from him. And with that he made his rebellion. So what does it mean that he saw Shmuel? Seeing Shmuel means that he saw that there was Kahuna Gadol in his future. So he said, if I see Shmuel as a Kohen Gadol, that must mean that I'm a Kohen Gadol. Because it's bound by lineage. So he saw Kohuna Gadola coming from him, not knowing that it was Mikoyach the Nezirus of Shmuel that he was Zeichet to the Kohuna Gadola, but not that it was something of lineage. But the taina, the complaint that Korach had against Moshe and Aaron was that from the time that Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, everybody was Zeichet to Kohuna Gadola. Everybody was Zeichet to Kohuna Gadola. It's not just for Moshe, it's not just for Aaron. Every single Jew is really a Kohen Gadol, and you're just hiding a secret from us because you want it selfishly for yourself. Where do we see this concept? We find it in the Balaturim, in Parashas Yisrael, where the Torah tells us that Hashem says before the giving of Torah, "Va'atem tihyu li mamleches kohanim v'gol kadosh." You're going to be a nation which is called mamleches kohanim. What does it mean, mamleches kohanim? A kohen who's the kohen gadol is like the melech of the kohanim. So mamleches kohanim means that you're going to be a nation of kohen gadol. So the Balaturim says there that la'asa level, every single Jew will be on the level of a kohen gadol. And so Korach said, from the time that Hashem gave the Torah, every single Jew is a Kohen Gadol. Why do we need you to make you just you and Aaron Kohen Gadolim? Every single Jew is a Kohen Gadol. That's why he says, Ki kol ha'ed kulam kedushim. Rashi says, from the moment that we heard Hashem say, Mipi Agvura, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, everybody's on a high madriga. So he accused Moshe of robbing the Kohuna Gadolah for all Bnei Yisrael. But you see that within every single Jew is already the potential for Kohuna Gadolah, that la'asil lavo, every single Jew will be a Kohen Gadol. And what Naziris does is that it unlocks a person's that potential, that hidden madrega of Kohuna Gadola within himself, and to bring it to fruition and onto the surface. This explains something as well, the fact that with that time going into this Indian, that Shmuel took 250 men. 250 is Gematria Ner. We spoke about once before that Shmuel, I should say Korach, wanted to reveal to the world the secret of Chanukah. And the whole Indian of Hanukkah, that every single Jew lights the menorah, suggests that every single Jew is a Kohen Gadol. Every Jew is a Kohen Gadol. That's why Hanukkah has a Shaykh Hesimos Mashiach. Mashiach will reveal that light, that really inherently every single Jew has a connection to the Madrega of Kohen Gadolah. This is supported by Pasuk in Zechariah, where the Navi mentions Avni Nezer. And Rashi says there, what does it mean, Avni Nezer? Which is a reference, of course, to Nezirus. Rashi says, HaKohanim b'nei Chashmonayim ha-misparim ba'Avni Nezer. You see the relationship between Nezirus and the Chashmonayim? That they tried to be Megal, the Nekun of Kohuna Gadola, which is embedded in the Inyan of Nezirus. Now these days, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as we mentioned before, have a very strong shaykhus to the Akedah. I will explain a little bit to us why it is, as we mentioned before, we begin with Hataras Nedarim, and it concludes with the Makipurim's Kol Nidre. The Inyan of Neder, according to this Mahalach, has a connection to the Neder of Nezirus. And what we say in Hataras Nedarim is that I'm Meichel and I forgive myself and I should abolish all the Nezirus which I make, Chutz, Nezirus Shimshin. There's a Nekudu which is taking place in Rosh Hashanah that a person has connecting himself to the Nezirus of Shimshin, of which Shimshin, of course, is the head of all the Nezirim. When a person comes to Yom Kippurim, that's the conclusion of the period of Nezirus, and the person says, Kol Nidre, every single Nedre, including Nezirus Shimshon, I abolish myself from me. Because when Yom Kippur is over, this Madriga that a Jew is zeichet to from Ashur Nekim Kippur, that he's like a Kohen Gadol, that he lives in that world of the Kohuna Gadola, is taken away from him when the shofar sounds at the end of Yom Kippurim. This will, of course, tie together for us why it is that Rosh Hashanah begins with the Akedah and continues through Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and it ends with Yom Kippurim. That the focal point here is Akidas Yitzhak, that according to this Mahalich, because Akidas Yitzhak is not just the paradigm of Mesiras Nefesh, but it also suggests, if we quote it from the Medrash, that Kodesh Baruch Hu took Avram and he made him into a Kohen Gadol, and that's this Tkufa. That every single Jew is zeichet to the Madrega of the Kohuna Gadula, the Kohuna Gadola, through the Inyan of Nezirus. This will, of course, explain to us another question we started with, why it is that we don't eat Anavim and Rosh Hashanah. Why don't we eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah? That being that the Nazir is Asr in any Shaykhs to Anavim, to any grapes, so since we're beginning that process of Nazirus, so we too refrain on Rosh Hashanah from eating grapes as well. So the Shofar Shel Ayil. So what's the connection of the Shofar Shel Ayil and Rosh Hashanah? Because we know that the Korban, which the Nazir has to bring, is what? Is an Ayil. It's an Ayil, the Ayil Nazir. So not only is this a Zecher Akidas Yitzhak, but this Nekuda of Akidas Yitzhak, which has a shaykhis to what? The shofar shel ayil, which is the ale hanazir. What we see from here is that every single Jew has a shaykh, has a connection to the Indian of Nazirus to Kahuna Gadola. The reason why it is that for the first 3 years of a young man's life as a Jew, that we refrain from cutting his hair, is because these are 3 years in the beginning of his life that we're megale, that we show and we demonstrate that every single Jew has a shaykhis to Kahuna Gadola through the Indian of Nazirus. For the first 3 years, every single Jewish boy has a connection to that, and it's megale on the mahus and the shayrish of every Jew that he has a kedusha, which is Kahuna Gadola, which is waiting for him. Which is waiting for him, Latzalava, Bahalavai, he should be able to bring out that inyan of Kahuna Gadola, like the Rambam speaks about, that if a person is Makadish himself, Kaidish Kadashim, he could be Zeichet to Kedushas Kahuna. So, to cover the Simcha, just a short remez, a short gematria. So, if you take Nazir b'Milua, which you already introduced to by Chesky, the inyan of Milua, that Milui means that if you take a word and you spell it out, let's say Nun, Nun Vav Nun, spells the letter Nun, and then a Zayin Yud Nun, and a Yud, Yud Vav Dalit, spells the letter Yud, and a Resh, Resh Shin. So Nazir b'miluo is Gematria Zu Menachem Yisrael. The Kaf HaChaim, we'll just conclude with this, and we'll share some Devei Bracha. The Kaf HaChaim tells us that at a Maimid of a Chalaka, of an Upsharon, she gave a Bracha to the young child, that he should be zeichet to Chaim Toiv. That's what he says. Like Chesky mentioned, this is the time of year. This is the bracha we're giving everybody. The Kasveinu b'seicha Chaim Toivim. Everybody should be zeichet to Chaim Toivim. So it's especially mesuda that at this time of year, where we're all striving for that darga of Chaim Toivim, that we should have a beautiful young man, a Talmud Chacham already, that he should be zeichet to that darga of Chaim Toivim on this wonderful day. A bracha to the whole mishpacha, to the whole shrine mishpacha. So Michal's family and everybody gathered here today, we should be zeichet to see tremendous Yiddish nachas from Menachem Yisrael, from Yosef David, and we should be zeichet to have a chaim toivim of the shalom for the whole mishpacha, the ganz klai yisrael, to be zeichet to that day of Mamlechet Kahana v'Gad Kodesh, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed in Naziris, not just on every male, but the parsha in Naziris, the Torah tells us explicitly, the shaykh, bein be'ish, bein be'isha, every single person in klai Yisrael, has a shaykh to the Kohen Gadol. We should be able to see that with our eyes and be a soil tzedek and have a main